Good afternoon. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investment Services, located here in Webster City, Iowa, with our midday futures report. The bean market is still holding around 18, 19 cents, corn up 5 to 6. But the bottom line is the beans have had a week here where they tested the low end of the range that they've been trading in for some time, and they also tested the high end of the range that probably for the last 5 weeks. And so, consequently, we're going to probably close stronger and near the higher side at the end of the day for the week. This should portend that beans make higher highs next week from this week, all being supported and driven by the 24 trade agreements signed with China. And, of course, noting that not all of those sales were frame contracts, meaning that this could be the largest one-day signing of agreements that we have had. And so that's supporting the market, along with the fact that the Brazilian Central Bank stepped up to the plate yesterday and bought up debt in an effort to support the Brazilian real. And that has turned the real about 10% or so from the lows. So we have to keep in mind many of the developing countries in the world, their currencies are trading at 15 to 17-year lows. No time to be super, super bearish on those currencies. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investment Services. Have a great day.